This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Democrats made their case for the impeachment for U.S. President Trump, telling the U.S. Senate the president used a corrupt scheme to pressure Ukraine to help him get reelected through investigating a political rival. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler told the senator that Mr. Trump abused his power by withholding congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine.
President Trump unlawfully withheld military assistance appropriated by Congress to aid our ally in order to extort that government into helping him with his reelection, then tried to cover it up when he got caught.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz said that if Democrats want to call witnesses, they have to accept Republicans calling former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter to testify.
For the Senate to hear the testimony of Hunter Biden and the need for the Senate to grant the White House lawyers the ability to take that testimony has become all the more relevant.
Mr. Trump is accused of abuse of power and obstructing Congress. He has denied the charges and called the impeachment a hoax. A Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations and canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like illness that's killed at least 17 people. Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency until Thursday. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Chinese move will help control spread of the disease.
By having a strong action, not only they will control the outbreak in their country, but they will also minimize the chances of this outbreak spreading internationally.
And again, so far, 17 people have died with hundreds of others sickened. This